The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Excuse me! This is Vicky Guerrero, and you're listening to Going In Wrong.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
And welcome back to Going In Rod News Brief. We're going to try to keep this one brief today, Larson. What's in the news?
Of course, Becky Lynch, she's in the news. She announced on Raw Monday night that she is with child, stepping away from the WWE for the foreseeable future. We got a few more details, courtesy of PW Insider, about the goings-on backstage in relation to all that. Steve, why don't you take that away?
Backstage details. Okay, there's still some ambiguity here, though. So, right. From PW Insider, it says Lynch's farewell promo was taped yesterday at the WWE Performance Center. Apparently,
correct.
There's like all sorts of tapings going on yesterday and today.
Yeah.
We are told that Asuka didn't know when she taped Money in the Bank on April 15th that she was actually winning the Raw Women's title, as WWE kept all discussions private. There were a number of people who were there at the taping yesterday who legitimately had no idea Lynch was pregnant until the segment was taped. Mike Johnson continues here. For those of you who have asked whether Asuka knew Becky was going to make the announcement, we have no confirmation on that either way. However, I don't know where this comes from, but
Elite Podcast. PW Insider Elite Podcast.
Oh, you got confirmation on that?
Well, that's what I'm guessing.
Oh, okay.
It's a direct quote from something. The only kind of audio stuff they do is their Elite Podcast.
Okay.
For PW Insider.
Okay, so WrestleTalk had this from Mike Johnson saying that, quote, we were told that when WWE filmed Money in the Bank ladder match in Stamford, that Asuka was not aware she was winning the Raw Women's Championship. We already covered that. She was not aware that was happening until yesterday when she got to the taping. So her reaction was, while she knew what was going to happen in the segment, she was legitimately shocked and excitement. Wait, what? So her reaction, while she knew what was going to happen in the segment, was legitimately shocked and excitement, we were told.
Depends what knew was going to happen the segment relates to. I mean, the title being that briefcase, the announcement of Becky's pregnancy. Again, it's unclear. Because according to Becky's own timeline, the interview she gave with People, it was at some point in April when she took the pregnancy test, found out she was in fact pregnant. No word if that was before or after Money in the Bank. At the time when Money in the Bank was shot, it might not have, like, the idea of having the woman's title in that briefcase couldn't even have occurred to anybody by that point. You know what I mean?
No, I think you're right about that. I think that chances are when they film Money in the Bank, they didn't realize that that was going to be for the title.
Mm-hmm.
I think they would have. It is going to be interesting when all this comes out. I mean, the one question that we have is sort of like, was Asuka's reaction a shoot or was it a work?
But it's like of such little importance.
No, that's everything. Because here's the thing, man. The performance is the fascinating thing. It really is.
Absolutely. In terms of the scope of the story, it's so.
Oh, it doesn't matter at all. It doesn't matter at all.
No, it's so small.
We care about, like, you know, we're filmmakers, Larson. We care about motivation. Right.
All I'm saying is recent history is indicated that WWE has no qualms keeping news like this from talents, even so far as to keep news, important news, life-altering news from wrestlers who are friends with the party involved in delivering said news.
My supposition that she knew was simply this. Production-wise, I think it would make more sense to tell Asuka, hey, this is going to, because she gets the champ, Becky gives her the championship. How does Asuka not know? How does she know whether or not to go back into the back or to come back out and see Becky and expect more information from her? Like, from a production standpoint, it kind of just makes sense. Hey, we need to tell Asuka what's going on so that she does what she's supposed to do in this segment. That's
they could
my
also
point.
They could do this.
You could do an elaborate ruse.
You say, okay, you're going to come to the ring. Becky's going to have the briefcase. Inside is going to be the belt. Feel free to celebrate. Go up to the announce table. Do what you feel like you need to do. But to end the segment, we need you back in the ring.
Yeah, that could
they
be.
Could have said that.
That could be. That could be. Yeah. So I don't know. It could be either way. I think one thing that we always appreciate, though, is you like to be there for an emotional moment. And yeah, it's totally more emotional if Asuka doesn't know. It's totally more genuine. If you're going into this from a production standpoint, could you do something like that? Sure. Are you guaranteeing that the blocking is going to be what you want it to be if you're just like, hey. And then on top of that, like Asuka's like, okay, what could this possibly be? I don't know.
I'll bring this up. When Roman Reigns came out to make his statement that his leukemia had come back and he had to take a leave, by all indications, no one knew backstage, if memory serves.
Yeah, Seth came out with a cry face.
Yeah. And so, you know, you think, assuming that's the case, that Seth and Dean didn't know, both of whom are good friends with Roman. So, you know, Dean, Seth show up at the arena that day, and then they're told, hey, Roman's going to come to the ring, do a promo. We need you guys at Gorilla.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably like, okay, sure, fine. Having no idea what's going on. But from a production standpoint, they are where they need to be to hit the cue at the right time.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And knowing that was probably the case, I don't think it's inconceivable for them to say to Asuka, hey, this is how this bit's going to generally go. We need you in the ring to conclude it before we end the segment.
Regardless, I got teary-eyed, and I know you did.
Oh, it was
too.
Fantastic. It was emotional.
You know, I actually saw, like, it's funny because it never happens on my timeline. It's always somebody else reacting to somebody else. But, like, people were saying on Twitter, and I just saw this one thing, like, I can't believe they broke kayfabe for that, for Asuka. It's like, how one-dimensional do they want these characters? Even from a character standpoint, how one-dimensional do some of these fans expect these wrestlers to be? Like, why is it that Asuka can't be a dominant force in the ring, an eccentric character outside the ring, and yet, like, you expect her to not be multi-dimensional enough, even as a character, to not be joyous when somebody says, hey, as warriors, I'm stepping away because I'm now going to be a mother, and not expect Asuka to react with joy the way she reacted.
Yeah,
even
have
as
a
character, it makes sense.
I know it does.
Even
know,
at like how like what kind of fiction do you read or do you watch that you want your characters to be so one dimensional and cardboard esque that they wouldn't react in this way? That boggles my mind.
It truly does. It reminds me of when Asuka had to vacate the NXT Women's title. And they had that great bit with her and Ember Moon.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. I like dimension to my characters, man.
Yes.
It's crazy. People are crazy.
It's crazy. Something else is crazy. Sting. Man called Sting. We talked about this on, was it Monday's news brief? Yeah, it was today, Tuesday. Yeah, Monday's. It seemed like minor news that there's a new line of Legends, I believe Series 7 action figures that are slated to be released. Sting's one of them, Crow Sting, and Mattel put out a statement as related by the major wrestling podcast, of course, that's the show of the wrestlers formerly known as Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder, that the Sting figure that was going to come out in that batch, no longer going to happen. Circumstances outside of their control. And we had speculated on the nature of Sting's Legends deal with WWE, whether that was up, whether there was some sort of a separate licensing agreement that had lapsed, whatever the case may be. Anyways, roundabout way getting to this, Pro Wrestling Sheet may have the answer. Quote, Pro Wrestling Sheet has learned Sting is not currently under contract with WWE. Sources tell us that despite the wrestling legend not being under contract at the time, it does not mean the two sides won't work out a possible merchandising deal going forward. Of course, Sting being a free agent is news. However, Cody posting a gif of him doing this to the announcement by the major pro wrestling figure podcast added some fuel to the fire that potentially Sting, now that he's a free agent, could take his talents elsewhere, maybe to Jacksonville, Florida.
Ooh.
and join up with All Elite Wrestling.
That's cool stuff. That's neat. When are those AEW action figures dropping? Is that anytime soon? Those things look cool.
I mean, those
shit.
Look really cool.
I know,
those look
they
neat.
Look really cool.
Maybe Sting's like, oh, those action figures look way better. I want an All Elite action
figure. He wants
figure.
Only the most articulate and realistic looking action figure.
There, no less than 14 points of articulation. No less.
That's good.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
One thing I wanted to do a really brief rumor killer thing on was the misconception that I think Mike Johnson had out there that Becky would have knowingly wrestled at WrestleMania while pregnant.
No, they issued a correction on that.
That's good. Sometimes some people catch the first part because it makes waves, and they don't catch the second part, the retraction or the correction.
Yeah.
The idea is asinine that anybody would wrestle.
It didn't match the timeline either. Didn't match the timeline because Mania was shot late March. Becky said in an interview with People that she didn't have a positive test until April at some point.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
So for her to knowingly do it, it doesn't even match the timeline. Here, I'll read what PW Insider have. If we do the math, that would mean Lynch likely worked WrestleMania while pregnant, as was taped in late March, which would be 9 months before December. Lynch noted that she learned she was pregnant in April, so she wasn't aware yet.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's why she hadn't been traveling to WWTV in Orlando subsequently. Lynch is still a hell of a warrior, will obviously be missed by the company. In their initial report, it made it seem like she did wrestle that match knowing that she was pregnant and adjusted how the match was performed based on that.
Yeah, and I was like, wait a second. No, I don't care what the match... No, it wasn't changed because somebody's pregnant. They wouldn't have wrestled. So no. It's very good. It's awesome that PW Insider caught it like really soon and changed it. But you never know, man. People, you know, it gets out there and then people are like, oh my God, why would you do this? And then you got to calm some people down. So
no, you just look at the timeline. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. If you look at the timeline, it doesn't work.
Yeah. And she would have not done that anyways. She's not an idiot.
No, no, that's why she's stepping away to begin with. You know,
right.
No.
Exactly. So, yeah. Anyways, that's it for the news brief. Thanks everybody for tuning in. We're going to have our last, I forgot. I meant to put the last ride review up this morning. First thing. Oh, my bad. Totally forgot. That'll go up at some point, soon. So keep an eye out.
Sounds good.
I mean, should I put it up tonight?
Sure. Why not?
Okay, cool.
I guess there's Impact. I'd say there's no wrestling on tonight, but there's Impact, but whatever, you can put it up tonight.
I love me some Impact. Thanks for watching. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.